It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sourwine.
Good morning. It's Thursday, July 2nd, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. The North Dakota Department of Health reported 2,505 COVID-19 tests yesterday. Of those, 39 came back positive, a 1.55% rate. In total, there are now 3,615 cases. Of those, 405 remain active, which means the active case number is slowly increasing. The North Dakota Department of Health also reported one new death, bringing the statewide total to 80. The 4th of July is typically the worst day of the year for missing pets. KSTP out of Minneapolis and the American Humane Society have a couple of recommendations to keep your pets safe this 4th of July. Keep your pets inside and away from fireworks displays. Don't leave them in your car and don't leave them unattended even if fenced in. The Humane Society instead recommends that you create an indoor safe haven. Set up an interior room with bedding, treats, and toys. Shut the curtains, leave the lights on, and play white noise. And in case your pet does go missing, make sure it is wearing a collar and ID tags with your phone number and address. Police have made an arrest in a stabbing outside a bar in Fargo. Authorities say the 21-year-old female suspect stabbed another woman outside the Empire Tavern Tuesday around 4 p.m. The victim was taken to a local hospital and is expected to be okay. Fargo officers arrested 21-year-old Tanisha Salazar and charged her with aggravated assault and providing false information to law enforcement. This year's North Dakota State University Agronomy Seed Farm Field Day will be a virtual event due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Agronomy Seed Farm Director Brian Otteson says there will be pre-recorded videos that will go live July 13th and still provide useful information to producers on a variety of topics. Some of the topics this year will cover small grain diseases, small grain variety updates, soybean cyst nematode updates, and weed control updates. For a complete list of topics covered, check out our website, newsdakota.com.